This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Kathmandu District Court grants permission for former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak to be held in custody for 5 days for investigation. A hearing on the habeas corpus petition to take place at the Supreme Court tomorrow. Nepali Congress leader and former Minister Deepak Khadka arrested by police for investigation in a money laundering case. Ministry of Communications and Information Technology directs Nepal Telecommunication Authority to block online betting apps within 24 hours. And Iranian attacks across Gulf continue as major industrial sites hit. Now the news in detail. The Kathmandu District Court has granted permission to CPNUML chairperson and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress leader and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak in custody for 5 days for investigation. According to Court Information Officer Deepak Kumar Srestha, although the police had requested a 10-day remand, the court allowed them to be held in custody for up to 5 days for investigation. Information Officer Srestha said a bench of Judge Ananda Srestha today granted permission to the police to keep UML chairperson Oli and Congress leader Lekhak in custody for 5 days. Habeas corpus petitions have been filed at Supreme Court against the arrest of CPNUML chairperson and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress leader and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. The petition concerning Oli was filed by Oli's spouse Radhika Shakya, claiming that his detention was unlawful, thus warranting his immediate release. The Supreme Court has scheduled a hearing on the writ petition for tomorrow. Likewise, a similar petition has been registered at Supreme Court against the arrest of former Home Minister Lekhak, arguing that he was apprehended illegally. Hearing on it is also slated for tomorrow. Both leaders were arrested yesterday following a high-level commission's recommendation to investigate the Gen Z movement incidents of 8th and 9th of September in 2025. The Gauri Bahadur Karkilet panel advised the government to take criminal action against Oli and Lekhak for suppressing the movement. Nepali Congress leader and former minister Deepak Khadka has been arrested. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB of Nepal Police, arrested former Minister Khadka this morning. CIB spokesperson, Senior Superintendent of Police SSP Sivakumar Srestha confirmed the arrest of former Minister Khadka, and that an investigation is underway in a money laundering case. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has directed the Nepal Telecommunications Authority, NTA, to block the online betting apps within 24 hours. A meeting held today at the Ministry under the chair of Communications and Information Technology Minister Dr. Bikram Timulsina made this directive. With the decision, the authority has also initiated processes to block the online betting apps. In today's meeting, Minister Dr. Timulsina asked top-level officials of the ministry to submit action plans to provide instant service to the people and to ensure prompt and effective public service delivery through maximum use of available means and resources. NTA's assistant spokesperson Dr. Pradeep Paudel said steps have begun to block online betting apps by directing operators to comply. Earlier, a March 27 cabinet meeting decided to shut down such apps in Nepal. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhakta Srestha has directed the bodies concerned to deliver services making people feel it immediately. Directing the high leadership of the ministry today, Minister Srestha stressed making service delivery more effective, transparent and people-oriented. Minister Srestha underscored that all sides should move ahead to make the country self-dependent on energy sector. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung instructed the concerned authorities to work on measures for timely preparedness as part of disaster response so that public safety would be bolstered in the monsoon havoc. Speaking at a program organized at the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority on Sunday, Minister Gurung directed the authorities' officials to ensure necessary workforces and equipment at standby for the effective disaster response. He urged full use of resources for urgent rescues and called for adding disaster management to curricula with the basic preparedness training even in school levels. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam has paid a courtesy call on Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Rao at his office today. The Supreme Court judges were also present on the occasion. According to the constitutional provision, the Minister of Law is an ex officio member of the Judicial Council. Former Prime Minister and Chairperson of the CPNUML, KP Sharma Oli, who was admitted to the Trivan University Teaching Hospital on Saturday with complaints of palpitations, is currently under observation of doctors. Issuing a press release, the Teaching Hospital said Chair Oli is under observation and monitoring and medical team is managing his treatment. According to the statement, Oli is a post-renal transplant patient with hydronephrosis, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hypothyroidism, atrial fibrillation with APC and cholelithiasis. The Teaching Hospital also wished Leader Oli speedy recovery. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone data ekasa.
Karma TV hernus, ya internet chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilota ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone Internet TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. Naya jadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Supreme Court has ordered that the case against Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairperson Rabila Michani and other defendants concerning opposition to the amendment of a money laundering petition be presented before a full bench. According to spokesperson and co-registrar Arjun Prasad Koirala, a bench of Supreme Court Justices Vinod Sharma and Abdul Aziz Musalman issued the order today to present the case before a full bench for hearing. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Gulf nations reported a series of attacks as the US-Israel war against Iran entered its fifth week, including strikes on major industrial infrastructure. According to the BBC, the United Arab Emirates UAE said a number of people had been injured in an Iranian strike on a key aluminium plant in Abu Dhabi, with significant damage reported by operator Emirates Global Aluminium. Meanwhile, state-controlled Aluminium Bahrain said two employees were wounded by an Iranian attack on one of the world's largest aluminium smelting facilities. It comes after Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis entered the conflict on Saturday, raising fears of further economic disruption should they target shipping in the Red Sea. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagheer Khalibaf says his country's forces are waiting for American soldiers to enter on the ground so they can rain fire upon them. According to the BBC, his comments follow the US announcement that about 3,500 personnel have arrived in the region with the warship USS Tripoli. The Pentagon is preparing for weeks of ground operations in Iran, although it's not clear whether Donald Trump will approve them, Washington Post reports. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, as well as the mountainous regions of the remaining provinces. The remaining hilly areas will experience partly cloudy and mainly fair in the Tarai region. There is also possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and in the mountainous region of Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Kathmandu District Court grants permission for former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak to be held in custody for 5 days for investigation. A hearing on the habeas corpus petition to take place at the Supreme Court tomorrow. Nepali Congress leader and former Minister Deepak Khadka arrested by police for investigation in a money laundering case. Ministry of Communications and Information Technology directs Nepal Telecommunications Authority to block online betting apps within 24 hours. and Iranian attacks across Gulf continue as major industrial sites hit. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.